a good Erev Shabbos. It is very hard for me to talk about anything else today than something that happened yesterday. Actually, I should say happened Tuesday night. Klal Yisrael lost a most unique and incredible leader. But what's so sad is that this leader, while he changed the world and made it a better place, it's very painful, as for the last 10 years, he was out of commission. And the impact is not felt as much. Many of you might have heard the name Reb Matisyahu Solomon. Reb Matisyahu Solomon was one of the leaders of English Jewry, or Jewry in the UK. He led the Gates of Yeshiva as the Mashkiach. And in his late 50s, was pressured to retire, so to speak. He could move to Lakewood, New Jersey, and become a Mashkiach. And, you know, take it easy, could learn and say shiur. He ended up coming to America and taking on every possible problem Klal Yisrael had. He led it, he championed it, and he solved it. From traveling to Russia and Ukraine each year, to making sure people's shalom bayis, people's children. I'm not here tonight to talk to you about the incredible things. I hope you'll take the time to read them in many of the Jewish websites and articles and magazines that come out. Read about this man who and his wife, who passed away a few years earlier. Their houses were open. Their lives were... I cannot even explain the mystery of how much love one heart can have. And the fact that he passed away in Parsha Shemois is an incredible thing. For Parsha Shemois is the Parsha of leadership. Parsha Shemois begins with the greatest Jewish leader. And there's so many points to point out that the Torah wants us to know. Because everybody wants to be a leader. And by the way, being a leader doesn't mean a leader of Klal Yisrael. A leader means to be a leader of your children, a leader of your community, a leader to effectively change things for the better. How does this happen? Let's analyze for a second Moshe Rabbeinu. Until he's 80 years old, all we know is 12 psukim of his life. Until he's 80. What do we know? We know. First, a story about when he's born and he cries. We'll get to that in a moment. But what stories do we know? We know a story. He saw a mitzri bothering a Jew. He killed him. He saw two Jews fighting. Killed him. I'm sorry. He tells him to stop. He sees a bunch of guys bothering the daughters of Yisrael. Stop. Says Ramban, that's all we know about Moshe Rabbeinu. Not about his learning, not about his davening, not even about his Yiras Shemayim. He saw problems where most of us just walk right by. And he made them his own. Think about those three stories. What if you saw a bunch of guys bothering a bunch of girls on the side of the water there? You walk further. Let them fight it out. Moshe Rabbeinu was a leader. A leader doesn't say, this isn't my job. This is not in my job. Small people say that. It's out of my territory. As small as you make yourself, that's how small you become. The more you take on, the bigger you become. Everyone knows Devorah HaNeviah became the leader of Klal Yisrael. Why? Her husband Barak, according to one sheet, it was her husband, should have been the leader. But when the war breaks out, he goes, this is too much, I'm scared, and I can't get involved. And he didn't have the power. Devorah says, I'll take it on. And that's what happens. There's nothing that's out of your reach. It's a myth. The lessons taught in this week's parasha. What happens when Basya sees Moshe Rabbeinu on the other side of the river? If you had someone who was 500 feet across the river, I'm making up a number, at least, would you stretch out your hand to go take the baby? So we know Rashi brings down the miracle. She stuck out her hand, and what happens? Miraculously, her hand goes out. Asks everybody, why are you even sticking out your hand? It's so far away. You ever stuck out your hand to try to block a plane's view? It's not relevant to try to block a 33rd floor view. She reached out her hand. She got big. She became successful. She reached out. Hashem made a miracle because she reached out. Moshe Rabbeinu became a leader because he made everyone's problems his own. Hashem made him big enough to deal with everyone's problems. People wonder how people have time for so many things. They have big families. They help others. They're bigger people because they take on more. That's what makes big people big. People, there was a 4-hour Levaya yesterday in the Lakewood Yeshiva, in the great Lakewood Yeshiva. One after the other, talking about different aspects of what he accomplished. It sounds like it was a fairy tale. And they were all, of course, famously true. So you might say, what does it have to do with me? It has everything to do with us. Everything. We get so overwhelmed, and we say, oh, we can't deal. There's a saying, you want to get something done, go to a busy person. It's a reality. Don't ever say you don't have time for something. It's not true. Say, I'm not interested. We can become as big as we make ourselves. The lesson was from Basya. The lesson is from Yecheved and Miriam in this week's parasha. They went ahead. And Pari says, kill everybody. Kill every baby boy. Not only they didn't kill the baby boy, the Pasuk says, Vatechayena. Says Rashi, they brought food. How did they do this? Where did they have the courage to do this? Not only that, Paroi melted. He couldn't even scream at them. They were so big and so compassionate, they melted their enemies. When you're that good, you can melt away anyone. I heard a story this week. After the war, the many Jews went into the monasteries after World War II to take out the Jewish children. There was a woman, I forgot her name, at Tzadekis. She went in, she took tens and tens of little girls out, and she opened up a Beis Yosemite. Right in Europe, after the war, took in these kids, and they were all totally Christian. Many of them went to sleep at night with a cross in their hands. This is what the church did over these few years to make sure that they don't want to go back. And one girl wouldn't give up her cross. And she'd say every night to the kids, I want to put up your hand and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem. But she didn't get phased. She continued being good, taking care of this girl. And one night the girl says, Hashem is the Jewish God? Or this thing, she says, Hashem. The girl takes it and throws it away. And people hear the story, say, what was the secret? There was such love. She took care of this girl day in and day out. And they melted. They were sharing stories. How there were people who passed all sorts of terrible things against Klal Yisrael. People who did. And when Matisyo walked in, he went, I mentioned earlier, he went to Russia and Ukraine. They had those they didn't allow Torah mitzvahs, and he came and just melted away doors after door. What happened? He was pure good. And when you're pure good, you melt away the bad. We lost a giant in this. And when that happens, it's not like, okay, we lost a giant. It's okay. What could we take on? And I'm begging you, if you have a moment, to read about his life or to read about any one of these people's lives who did, they were regular people. You read the books. They were simple people like me and you. You know, talking to a lot of women, the founder of the Beis Yaakov movement was Sarah Schneer. Do you know how many people had her idea? I assume there were tens of thousands of women that thought of the idea. They all said, it's just not for me. It's not my thing. I can't change the world. One single woman changed the entire world. It's one single man who passed away this week who changed tens of worlds. And over the next, I will have opportunities to share with you different things that he did. But he mamish, he used to go once or twice a year, the busiest man in the world. He would go to, my father, Avraham Shalom, was involved in this organization called Vaad Hatzolas Nidchei Yisrael. My father was very close to Matas Yom, and he used to, had the opportunity, I think he once even traveled with him. And he used to go to these far-flung countries in that part of the world, in Russia, Ukraine, and who knows where else. And secular Jewish families would come and just become religious because of his heart and his love. You can hear him. Listen to any of his drushes, you'll see what I mean. He took on, and he was successful. He took on because he just, I'll do it, I'll take it on. And remember, just take on. Morkom, look at Yecheved and Miriam, were a wonderful mother and daughter. They turned into greatness. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, young boy, became the gadol. They were all children like us. They became big because they didn't say no. They said yes. Let's be inspired by Pashas, by Basya Bas Paroi. What a schus. It looked so far. She stretched her hand. Why? Do your best. Because Baruch Hu will do the rest. Let's take on this chizuk of Parsha Shmois. As we take on, we look at the Parshas of Moshe Rabbeinu. See what an authentic Jewish leader looked like. Rabbeinu didn't run away from anything. He saw a problem. One problem, two problems. He just took them on. And Hashem says, that's my leader. You want to impact your family, your community, your children. Remember, take it on. Don't get tired. Don't get broken. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you and you will succeed. Have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.